But this hoard also tells us a great deal about what was happening back in York. There, the Vikings were becoming Christian. But, as so often, the new converts were reluctant to abandon the symbols of their old religion. The Norse gods were not entirely dead. And so, on one coin, minted at York around 920, we find the sword and the name of the Christian St. Peter. But intriguingly, the eye of Petri, Peter, is in the shape of a hammer, the emblem of the old Norse god Thor. It's a coin that shows us that the new faith uses the weapons of the old. We can be pretty certain that this treasure was buried soon after 927. In that year, the Anglo-Saxon Athelstan, king of Wessex, finally defeated the Vikings, conquered York, and received the homage of rulers from Scotland and Wales. It was the biggest political event in Britain since the departure of the Romans. And the hoard contains one of the silver coins that Athelstan issued to celebrate it. On it, he gives himself a totally new title, never used before by any ruler. Athelstan, Rex Totius Britanniae. Athelstan, King of all Britain. The modern idea of a united Britain starts here. Michael Wood again.
The wonderful thing about the treasure is that it homes in on the very moment that England was created as a kingdom, as a state. The early 10th century is the moment when these, what we might call national identities, start to be used for the first time.